This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And a very pleasant good morning, everyone. Paul Alexander with you on this Saturday morning, a glorious Saturday morning. What an absolute run of weather we've had and are having. And if you love this crazy game, I hope you're on your way to the course right now, or maybe the ball's already in the air. I mean, that first tee time's a great tee time. The Zeiss.com tour is off without me this morning. They teed it up at 6:15. At luscious Cedarbrook, and that's just a special, special time. First off, to me, is as good as it gets. I know some people like it in the evening. Some people like midday. People just like it. I know that. But I'm saying when you have no one in front of you and you play at your pace, and the Zeiss.com tour, by the way, we don't care how well you play. We do care how quickly you play. That's part and parcel of the Zeiss.com tour. And, the language gets a little salty on tour, but that's pretty normal anywhere. Do we have Paulie Nussbaum on with us already? Paulie, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Paul. Great. How are you?
I'm a little bit wacky, not going to lie.
How's the coffee?
The coffee's fantastic. And we just got a new shipment here at Odyssey. And my favorite, Sidney Crosby would be proud. I'm hoisting a Tim Horton right now. And
we got Tim Hortons in the office now.
They do, yes. They have Tim Hortons, a fresh batch, and it's as good as it gets.
That's big time. I'm going to have to dabble with that on Monday or Tuesday.
I'll hide. You know, it goes quickly. I'll set a couple aside for you.
The going low coffee.
Oh, they do. They go. I was just in the midst, the BMW is at Castle Pines outside of Denver. And I was remembering the last time I was listening to the Golf Channel. And the last time the PGA Tour was there was 2002. And that's a long time ago. And it was one of the first times. And when they would go to Castle Pines, they would play Stableford. 5 points for an eagle, 4 points for a birdie. However they laid that out. But the last time they were there, the finish was the craziest thing. And I just queued it up and I just watched it. Rich Beam had a very comfortable lead, like maybe 14 or 15 points, going into the last five holes. So Steve Lowry was the closest guy. He hits one in the little creek on 14, but you can see just the top of the ball. He goes, what the heck, does one of those shoes off. I'm going in there and I'm going to hit it. He hits it to about 4 feet, makes birdie. Like, oh, that's great. Unbelievable. On 15, he hits one a little bit past the pin on his second shot. It's a par four. It spins back into the hole. Eagle, 5 points. Then 17, a very gettable par five. I think he birdied 16. So all of a sudden, this Rich Beam lead that was insurmountable is, you know, it's not that out of the question. I mean, but it's still, it's pretty safe. 17 is a par 5, and it's gettable. He hits this just gorgeous 6-iron in, knocks that in the freaking hole. So he has a hole out for eagle on 15, a hole out for double eagle on 17, and if he gets birdie on 18, he wins and he lips it out. Honestly, the craziest. I mean, imagine in your life getting a, you know, a hole out, you know, for an eagle, then a hole out for a double eagle. How about that in like three holes?
That's incredible. I need to pull that one up today.
Look that one up. And folks, if you want to see the craziest finish, all you have to do is Google Steve Lowry Castle Pines, and it pops right up. 2002. I mean, it was absolutely insane.
That's incredible. How about that course? It looks unbelievable. I was just watching yesterday. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. And, you know, I like mountain golf. A lot of people, I mean, I like all golf. Let's just be honest. I mean, golf anywhere is fun. But, you know, Seaside, you know, links is amazing. Played a couple courses in Cabo. They call it the Pebble Beach of Mexico. Was one of the greatest, you know, just the looks. I've played, you know, the Plantation course in Maui, which is just scenic and ridiculous. But there's something to me about mountain golf, even just getting up to Hidden Valley or Seven Springs. You know, I mean, I like the elevation and the views. And Castle Pines, I think, is probably the definition. I mean, Denver's pretty spectacular. Colorado and the Rockies are pretty okay in terms of scenic vistas. But that finish still just blows my mind. But how about the distances? Have you taken a look at the distances that these guys are hitting the ball?
Oh, I think Ludwig hit a 3-wood like 424 yesterday.
Yeah, I think it was 418. Yeah, 3-wood, 418. What are we doing? I mean, that's
silly.
I don't even, that's like a different world. I mean, it used to be
if
you were going to win, like the guys that don't even play golf, like the long drive guys of the world. I mean, 400 was the magic number. I know that's elevation.
Not on tour.
But, I mean, that's 418 yards with a 3-wood. But how about our guy Adam Scott?
Oh, I'm so happy for him. He's so easy to like. It's so great. He's playing some really good golf.
And he's, you know, he's upper 40s. You know, you're supposed to in that, you know, can't wait to get to 50 so you can get on the Champions Tour because you can't compete with the kids anymore. Not
Apparently
Adam Scott
not
right
Adam.
Now. That's not the case. He is... He's banging heads with the kids, and he's doing just fine. 13 under par, going into today's third round, and a lot of folks for a long time. And he's been at it. He was the only guy that had qualified for the FedEx. I think all 18 or 19 years that they've had it, and then he missed a year. So there was no one that had been it in all ever since its existence. You know, had been in the playoffs, but here he is back. You know, strong as ever. Right now, and I could not be happier, but he was before, I don't know, is Rory the swing that everyone says that's the swing? Does he have the swing now?
I'd say he's up there, like top three or top two, but Adam Scott, I agree with you. I know he was the one a couple years back, 10 years back, but
he really
I
was.
Think Adam Scott has probably one of the prettiest swings out there.
He kind of followed, I mean, we all fell in love with Freddie Couples' swing just because it was so ridiculously smooth and effortless. But wasn't the prettiest. I mean, it wasn't one of those ones that, you know, like Jerry West was the logo, still is the logo in the NBA. I mean, Ernie Els, to me, was the logo. I mean, that swing, the Big Easy, everybody wanted to have it. It was effortless. And I think Adam Scott, you know, when he moved on to the Champions Tour, and you kind of... We don't forget about them completely because we'll tune in every once in a while and see what the guys are doing there. But in general, you know, you got to be on the PGA Tour winning majors if we want to pay attention to you. And Adam Scott became the guy. And he's still moving it around there, man. He hits it long. He hits it. He's just so flush. He's a great ball spiker, striker. And, you know, like a lot of guys, you go through periods of time when the putter's not working. And he went with the big, you know, what, I don't even call them the broomstick or what do they call them? You know, the really big, you can't even fly with those things. They don't fit in any of the carry bags. Those things are so long. In fact,
I don't know how people putt with those.
No. And I want you as a friend, Sometimes you need friends to make sure you don't do anything stupid. If you ever see me on the course with one of those putters, tell me that it's time to just give it up.
I'll come up to you nice and politely, Paul, and I'll just say, hey,
right,
Paul, time to give it up.
Say, Paul, it's been fun. You know, enjoyed playing with you, and, you know, you had a nice run, but it's over.
It's over, pal.
I just can't. I don't understand how people use those things.
Lucas Glover uses it. Will Zalatoris now. Adam Scott. I mean, I think Will does it because he's back, which I can kind of get behind, but it just looks
so
uncomfortable.
If it's back-related, okay. And, you know, still, his golf swing, there's another golf swing that I could get behind. And your guy, I know you're a Ludwig guy. That's another swing. If he keeps, and I think he will, he showed us earlier this year that he's not quite ready for prime time. I mean, he's knocking on the door. But he had a couple opportunities, you know, final round, and all of a sudden his worst round of the day, or worst round of the tournament, was Sunday. And that just says one thing. Not quite ready yet. It's not the end of the world. You know, you're in contention for the first three rounds. You need to close. You need to finish, and he's so close. It could even be this week. It could be this weekend.
It could be. But like you said, I want to see, you know, I love Ludwig Åberg, and, you know, I think he has all the talent in the world, and I think a lot of people forget he was at Texas Tech last year. You know, so he's obviously done some tremendous things with the Ryder Cup, and then, you know, second at the Masters. You're right, though. He couldn't finish, I think, two tournaments this year. He was in contention or leading going into the Sunday round. And I'm curious to see how he does the next 2 days, because, you know, that would tell a lot for him if he can pull through. But, I mean, his swing, we're talking about effortless. It's the guy really has it going. He's so smooth.
And he's moves
tall.
It.
He moves it.
He's
unbelievable.
Long.
And he seems like just such a cool guy, like very just relaxed and smiling out there. I mean, that says a lot too about a young kid like him. You know, it seems like nothing really fazes him too much.
No, he's just
pretty,
you know,
pretty
it's
enjoyable.
That, you know, and I get upset. Our world of sports now, and you're such a baseball guy, and I don't think numbers, like now every time, you know, that I tune into the golf channel, I'm listening to the golf. It's, you know, he's plus this, you know, whatever it is. It's like they have a war now in golf, like tee to green, he's this and that. And they just want to assess numbers with everything, except for the fact that we take emotion. We take nerves out of the equation. And if you've ever competed in anything, sometimes the greatest thing you have to overcome is your nerves. And they don't take that into account. Analytics never, you know, I used to tease when I did post-game shows for the Pirates with Teak, who was, you know, I mean, a World Series closer. I mean, he closed out two World Series. I mean, come on.
Right.
And I would just say, Teak, according to what I'm reading here, I mean, three outs are three outs. Doesn't matter if they come in the third inning, the fourth inning, the fifth inning. Why do they make such a big deal about a closer? What's the big deal? And he would just get so upset.
Oh, no.
Like, he goes, oh, let me see this guy in a high leverage situation. Let me see that guy in a high leverage. Yeah, he comes in the seventh inning and gets three quick outs. Okay, let me see that in the ninth inning. See how that goes. I'm like, Teak, I'm just kidding. I agree with you 100%. And the analogy I use in golf, you know, say you're playing in your first Masters. And on Thursday, you know, you come into Amen Corner and you just have, you know, you finish strong. You have like, you have a birdie on 16 and you par 17 and 18. And you're like, well, you know, what's the big deal? Well, those same four or five holes on Sunday when you have the lead, what if you can't breathe? What if you can't feel your hands? What if you're shaking? I mean, you know, you've seen some people can't speak in front of big groups or things like that. I've seen, and it really, you know, that's something that's never really bothered me, just for whatever reason. But when I see people, you know, like getting up and like being like so like scared and nervous, I'm like, I just want to go like hug them or say, it's okay. It's not a big deal. And, you know, that's what we love about sports. I mean, I've had a couple, you know, and again, it's high school, but, you know, free throws with very little time left, or, you know, you're down one. And I mean, you know, they call a timeout and they try to freeze you, or like the field goal kicker that has, you know, a 45 yarder with no time left. And it's a tie score. You're down one. And you want to tell me that you're just going to assess analytics to that situation and you take the human element out of it completely, I'm just saying BS 100%.
Oh, I'm 100% with you on that, Paul. I mean, it's, you know, I agree with the statistics for the players, like with their coaches, that's fine. But when it comes to like how we judge these players these days and everything like that, I don't think it'll ever change. It comes down to who can step up when the pressure's at the highest. You know, obviously the best players in the world in any sport that we love or you sports fans love out there, you guys remember the best players for what they did winning championships
in the biggest
in
moments.
The closing times and the biggest moments. Right. So, you know, I agree. That's such a great point to bring up, Paul. And it's kind of crazy how these stats and analytics are getting brought into the fan side of things. And it's, I don't know. I don't think that you can hit as many greens and fairways as you can, but if you can't win a tournament, I don't really, you know, congrats for you for hitting fairways and greens, but where's your trophy at?
Yeah, 100%. And I've lost the edge a lot. I play in a couple of events. You know, I played in an invitational this year, played in the Tommy Smith at Greensburg, which is a great event. It's a two-man event. And when you're in a tight match and it's coming down the stretch, and first of all, it's one thing when it's just you. When you're playing individually and you hit a bad shot, deal with it. But if you have a partner and you're letting your partner down, to me, that's one of the worst. And if you've ever played an alternate shot event and you put your partner in a really bad situation, that's the absolute worst. And even when, like, we played in the Paul's Ice event at Hannistown last weekend, and how bad do you feel when you don't hit a good shot for your scramble partners? I mean, you're like, oh, man, I'm really sorry. Like, I should have hit a better shot there. We needed that. It's just, it's the most fun feeling in the world, though, too. And I don't know. We're going to have to see. I don't know if we can consider that a major, the Zeiss Bruins event in Hannistown. I mean, it's big. I'm just not sure. I think it's like almost like a TPC players. I'm not sure
players.
It's a major. It's like kind of like the players. Is
we'll
that fair?
It the fifth major, like they call the players. I think that's a perfect analogy.
Because it's big. There. It's just not quite a major.
Not a major.
Because you know what? There are mulligans involved. You can buy mulligans. I think that takes away. Is that fair?
Anytime there's mulligan, it takes it away. 100%. I agree.
We have to give a shout out to Jess and Ashley, our victorious partners. They were outstanding. They were just outstanding the whole way. Supportive, great players. I mean, everybody was. It was a total team effort.
It was the best scramble team that you could ask for that day. And those girls are a great time, and we appreciate them. And I thought everyone played pretty well. And we did. When someone didn't hit a good shot, the other person did. So that's
exactly
what makes a scramble the best.
And we just absolutely loved it. So, and Hannistown was outstanding. What a fun golf course that is to play. That's why I think there's so many of the great local amateurs out there. Palmer Jackson's out there. Sean Knapp's out there. There's just a lot of great players out there. There's great golf being played out there on the regular.
Yeah, what a beautiful track that is. I know I've heard a ton about it. It was my first time there, and
didn't disappoint,
I just loved the layout was incredible, the routing, everything about it. I had a great time. It was a great, great track.
It was. Paulie, we normally set you free on this one, but this being our last show of the year, you know, we didn't know last week if we had another opportunity, so I'm going to keep you around if you don't mind, if you'll stick around for one more segment.
Absolutely. Love it.
All right. Fantastic. This is Going Low, Paul Alexander. We're powered by Bowser. We're poured by Bell's Brewing. Oberon L is always a good idea, and we're going to talk a little more golf, a little more how you get over some nerves. I mean, we talked about, you know, being in Augusta. I mean, none of us are ever going to be in the final round of a Masters, but what about the first tee when there's like 30 people watching you? I mean, there's things you can do to kind of get over the nerves of golf, and once you get the better part of your mind together on the golf course, everything else gets a whole lot better. It's Going Low on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome back. We're going low. It's a Saturday morning. Hopefully you're on your way to your local course or a course you've never played before or just a course anywhere because it is just fantastic. Paul Alexander and Paul Nussbaum with you this morning. And we texted back and forth a little bit about our good buddy, Pittsburgh's own Neil Shipley. And he is playing at the Centerport Canada Rail Park in Manitoba Open. Up in Canada, that is part of the PGA Americas tour. It's kind of the, it's definitely the AAA of the PGA tour. And Neil's very much in contention. He's sitting at 17 under par after two rounds, one shot off the lead. Although this guy in the lead, John Kiefer, they had a little weather interrupt his final round. He's only through 14 of his second round. So, it could go any which way. I'm not sure how that course finishes up, but he still has four holes to go. You know, he could either grab a couple more birdies or, you know, maybe blow up a little bit. But Neil's right there. And what a great, great year it's been for that young man.
Yeah, it's you can't even make it up. It's storybook stuff. And I tweeted yesterday on our account for going low, and I just said Shipley stays hot because, I mean, truthfully, this guy – his story is incredible, and a lot of people know it now that are golf fans in Pittsburgh. But if you don't, you know, Neil was, you know, he's from Mount Lebanon. He's a Central Catholic High School grad. He went to James Madison University, played golf there, you know, had a good career, and then had an opportunity to play at Ohio State, won last year for college athletics, and played there. I think he finished two seasons there because of the COVID year, and just really worked on his game. And local guys will tell you that Neil, they respect his game so much because of how hard he's worked. And to see where he's at now, to not only be able to play in the US Open and the Masters, but get low amateur at both. I mean, it's
unbelievable.
Just, you can't make it up. And it's how cool is it for us, Paul, for Pittsburgh and golf to see this. And, you know, we have guys like Rocco Mediate and obviously Arnold Palmer, which is top of the line.
Yeah, we've done well,
but it's been a while. And now to have Neil Shipley be representing us. And I mean, but not only to be on that stage, he's winning a lot. He's playing really well. And
it really
it's awesome to see.
And I think he probably hit a little lull because, I mean, just the excitement of his Masters performance, you know, not only making the cut, finishing low amateur in the Butler cabin afterward, you know, I mean, for the whole deal, getting interviewed by Jim Nantz. I mean, that's pretty heady stuff. And then at the U.S. Crazy. Open, low amateur again. And then he starts cashing checks on the PGA Tour. He turns professional, and it's been a great, great story, and I think it's only just getting underway. And he has everything. I mean, he hits it long. He has great hands. He's great around the greens. I would love nothing more. I was talking to some guys last evening. We need, and I don't want to put any pressure on him. I'm sure he puts more on himself than we could ever put on him. But wouldn't it be great to, like, every week be tuning into a PGA Tour event and seeing how Neil's doing? Let's see if he's in contention. Let's see, you know, if he's near the top of the leaderboard. That just makes things so much more fun.
And for our Pittsburgh fan base, I think they would enjoy that as well. And, you know, I think I was just going to say, like, if he keeps doing what he's doing on the America's Tour, he's going to get his PGA Tour card sooner than later, which is incredible. And we got to get a Shipley tracker going.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be all over that because he's just a great guy. And we have a couple other guys, you know, that aren't that far away, hopefully. I mean, but to be one of the top 125 golfers in the world, I don't think people, you know, there's a lot of guys, and I've always gotten a kick out of it. There's some really good players at every club you go to. Every course has players. They'll shoot right around even par, maybe even a little better now and again in the 60s every once in a while. And they unfortunately, a lot of those guys fancy themselves just being, you know, a couple days of practice a week away from being a tour player. And you couldn't be further from the truth. when you understand, you know, the golf courses that they play, the conditions in which they play, the length in which the courses, and I've been lucky enough to play, you know, we played Laurel together, Paul, so we understand. But what I always point out when I'm playing a great course, and you had a great day when we played at Laurel earlier in the year, I always point out, not to be a jerk at all, but I just always remind people, and at Laurel, it's the pink tees, I'm like, take a look back where the pros play. Oh, geez. Yeah, that par three that we just played at 175, that's 225 from the pinks. Oh, same thing with Oakmont. You know, you're lucky enough to get on Oakmont, and you're playing the men's tees, and it's as challenging as it needs to be for any of us. It's a brutal golf course. It's very, very difficult. But at the same time, when you're playing the men's tees, take a look at the tips and see where these guys are playing the U.S. Open from next year. It's a different golf course when it's 7,500 yards and not 6,900 or 6,800. I mean, it's plenty of golf course for all of us. Don't get me wrong. But I just think it's something that needs to be acknowledged and a lot of people don't understand. It's a little different from all the way back there.
It's actually kind of a whole different sport, in my opinion. It's a whole different competition.
Oh, my gosh. And I have to come clean. And Paulie, you know, we won the Zeiss Bruins event at Hannistown, and it was a thrill. But they said anyone 60 and over, I got to move up a tee box. So you know what?
Yes, you did.
Back in the day, you know, when I was in my 20s and 30s, I was playing the tips because I wanted, I just wanted that challenge. And it was a blast. Yeah. And it was humbling more often than not. But still, I hit it long enough back then that, you know, I could play it. Not great, but I could do it. Now I think I've earned the, anytime they're going to tell me because of my age I can move up, I don't even hesitate. I'm like,
absolutely.
Move me up. Let's go. Because I just don't hit it that far anymore. And I think everyone out there, you know, let the ego go. If they want to move you up, if you want to play tees to make sense for you, go. It just doesn't make any sense not to.
No, there's no doubt. That was a blast. And you know, honestly, that age range, that's what it should be. And you hit the ball farther than anyone I know. And that my dad's around the same age. I mean, you crushed the ball, Paul. So you still got it, believe me.
Yeah. Well,
I know you used to probably hit it a lot farther.
I did. And you can't live there. And it's tough. Yeah. A lot of us are like, oh, I used to shoot this. It's over. Like, move on. You got to. But the saddest part is, and those folks out there of a certain age know, you lose anywhere from 3 to 5 yards a year after like the age 56 or 57, something like that. I mean, it's just, And I work out like a nut. I do all the core exercises. I try to keep everything as limber and as movable as possible. But that's just reality. I mean, you know,
right.
Father time is undefeated and always will be.
Yep, that's what matters most in life. We all, us golf nuts, we definitely act like it's everything, but we all know it's not at the end of the day. And
it's just,
you know,
fun.
Eventually it's all going to be about fun, you know?
Like our man, you know, Joe Starkey, who might be the most addicted golfer I've ever met. Now, this is from Chris Muller, who, by the way, I think we've shared this. Had an opportunity to play a little scramble with him at Old Stonewall. He's sitting at 3+ with ease. I mean, his number, I mean, he's still like a 14 or 15, but he's striking it like a +1. I mean, when he pulls it all together, he's going to have, you know, he had a knee issue and another thing that you'll experience at some point. You'll have young kids and all of a sudden it's like, yeah, I can't play. Or, you know, you just, it changes everything. And that's the one thing Jack said to Tiger. Wait till you have a family, Tiger. Wait then and see how that goes. And with Tiger, unfortunately, things really blew up in a horrible way. I don't think Jack had that in mind, you know, that it was going to get that weird. But, you know, there's different things in life that change your ability. And here's the thing, folks. If you want to get good at golf, you better get a lesson. You better, or at least, you know, get on the video. Whatever you can do, YouTube things. If you want to self-teach, that's fine. But if not, you know, seek out a PGA professional, which I recommend highly, and work on your game. You're not going to get better showing up once a week for your 8 o'clock tee time at Lindenwood and expect to get better each week. The craziest thing in the world that would happen is if you only did that and you somehow got better. That would be insane. That would be like magic.
Not happening.
You're not going to get better just showing up and playing. You know, coming, you know, grabbing your clubs out of the trunk, you know, throwing your shoes on, coming up to the first tee, you know, asking if you have a breakfast ball, and then, you know, go play. And like, I can't believe I shot another 92. Well, I can't believe you did shoot another 92. I mean, practice, get better, work on your game. I mean, come on now. If you really want to get good, it takes work.
It's so crazy. I mean, I just told the story the other week. My swing was kind of in a funk earlier in the summer. And, you know, we've all been there. It's kind of like when I played baseball, you get into a slump, your mind wanders, you don't know what you're doing. It's a lost feeling. And on my vacation in Outer Banks, I spent, you know, at least 30 minutes a day at the range because I had access to it at the place we were staying at. And it's just what it can do for you. It doesn't have to be a long practice session, but just get out there. And whether it's hitting a few chips or putting, or if you want to go hit the range and hit full clubs, you know, it changes everything. If you can just find 20 to 40 minutes a week or a day, 15 minutes a day just to go swing the club, that's even a win, and that changes everything.
And the whole thing I started, I actually forgot. This is what Malzy shared with me about Starkey that I didn't realize. When he goes out to the Vittmeyer Golf Center, and if you're seeking professional help, and I feel bad for all the other lovely professionals out there, but Ed Vittmeyer's a great teacher, and that's where I sent Joe. When Joe said, you know, I want to get good, I said, well, go see Ed Vittmeyer because he's one of the best, and he is. I understand that Joe, when he goes out there, will hit like 500 balls.
Oh, my God.
That gets counterproductive. And, you know, just recently, and Paulie, just recently, like he had separated like some cartilage from his rib cage by swinging
that.
I mean, what are you doing? I mean, seriously, Joe, what are you doing? That's insane.
He left out the 500 swing part. He just told me he hurt his ribs swinging.
Yeah.
Because that would make
sense. That's the part I didn't get either. Like, I'm like, I've played golf since I was like 12 years old. I'm now 63. I've never from swinging a golf club, you know, suffered an injury. Now, sometimes, you know, even Phil Mickelson, you remember in the rough at Oakmont, he hurt his wrist, wah, 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 whatever.
Right.
You know, don't hit it there. But, you know, what I'm saying is I've never physically hurt myself swinging a golf club. Now, if you swing it 500 times, I wonder if his hands are bleeding. I mean, for the love, Joe, what are you doing? Go hit some chips, hit some putts.
Come on, Joe.
Don't bank 500 balls a day. I mean, you have to practice with a purpose. You can't practice for insanity.
No doubt.
I mean,
that's exactly what I mean.
I'd rather practice with a purpose.
I'd rather swing 40 times and have a really solid session in it with a purpose rather than 500. I could see Joe doing that. I'm sitting here laughing.
He's nuts. Now it's different. Like, but you know what? There's so many, like, you know, we all love basketball. I mean, so much. And And
oh, yeah.
Steph Curry is like my, you know, he's like a god to me. He's a god of shooting. I mean, there's no one
better.
No one ever. And good luck. If you want to be the next Steph, you better start shooting this morning and not quit. Now, that's something you can do with all that repetition. I want 500 shots a day. I want more. I want 1,000 shots a day. There's different sports that you do different things. But the golf swing, I don't want 500 balls hit a day if you want to get great. Just go hit some chips, hit some putts, and don't tear the cartilage from your rib cage away from the rib cage by swinging 500 times a day.
He was probably gripping so hard on the club, too.
Exactly. But I love him. I love the desire. I love the effort, but you have to control it a little better. That's all.
Yeah, no doubt. That
well, Paulie, what's next on your golf docket? Do you have anything exciting to look forward to?
Yeah, I do. I'm playing Connaughton Country Club Sunday with my good friend.
Nice.
That'll be a blast. I like playing there. And then
it's a fun golf course. It's kind of Hannistown-esque.
It's similar, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little
shorter.
Pretty simple.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. But nonetheless, a good track. And then Monday, I got invited to play in an outing at my home course that I grew up on, Treesdale. So I haven't played there in a few years. I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, that's awesome. You have golf in your future. That's one thing that you have to have to stay happy in this world. You need golf in your future. I have a pretty good run going. I have an event with Paul Zeiss on Monday, and then I'm gonna play Chartiers on Tuesday. So I have golf in my future. So you just have a little more spring in your step when there's golf in your future.
I'm already looking forward to next week just for that reason.
Paulie, it's been a hell of a run. I've enjoyed it. You've done an amazing job on social media. I really appreciate it. I love when you hop on. And we need golf in our future, you and I together, my friend.
We can definitely make that happen. And, Paul, thank you. This has been a joy for me, my first time in, getting some radio experience. And the social media side has been
so much fun
as well. But to talk about what we love is a lot of fun, and it doesn't seem like work at all.
No, it's not. It's just not. All right, go get out there and have fun. Let me know what you shoot tomorrow at Connaughton.
Sounds good, Paulie. I'll see you, man.
All right. Paul Nussbaum, our outstanding social media director of the Going Low franchise. All right, I'm blowing it up a little bit, but it's whatever. It's whatever we want it to be. I'm just laughing thinking about Joe hitting 500 balls. I mean, he's the intensity of Joe Starkey. And again, that shout out to Chris Muller is very, very genuine. He is just smoking the golf ball. Big time. All right, we're going to wrap this puppy up. When we come back, Joel Nelson on the other side. We haven't done this for a long time. It's good to see Joelie on the other side. I know we did this a couple times before, but he got himself out of bed this morning. I still feel like I'm at Dave and Buster's. I was there last night. You ever have to lift your feet so they can run the vacuum under your feet? That's what I was doing last night at Dave and Buster's for our high school football. The KDK Kickoff Classic, by the way. It goes on today at the Wolf Arena. 3 games starting at noon today. If you love high school football, get your butt out to the Wolf Arena because, man, what a venue that is. But we'll wrap the Going Low season when we come back right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. And welcome back. Paul Alexander with you just for a couple of more minutes. As we say, farewell to the Going Low. I like to call it a franchise. It's been a whole lot of fun. I just want to thank everybody for all the hard work going into it. Certainly want to thank all of our sponsors. We're powered by Bowser. We're poured by Oberon Ale. You've heard all the other local golf courses that have chipped in and have been a big part of it. I've said it a million times, and I'll say it again. I was so upset when I'm trying to think of the time frame. I always gauged, the health of the golf industry. It was suffering. I mean, clubs were closing, courses were closing. And Dick's Sporting Goods, one of our great local, I mean, they're a huge national entity, and they're based right here, out by the airport, a great group, a great franchise. They had a PGA professional in every store. And a friend of mine, I remember when he got let go, And it had nothing to do with performance, nothing to do with anything other than the game was heading in a really, really bad direction. People weren't playing. You know, one thing that we don't have, and I'm guilty of it as well, we've lost our attention span. We can't just think about when your computer isn't immediately responding to you. Think about how like angry and anxious you get. Oh, what the hell's going on? Blah, 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 blah. And, you know, golf takes a little time. In fact, I mean, it's sometimes tough to justify, you know, if you're involved in a family or whatever. It takes a great deal of time. It does. But it's also, I mean, it's an addictive. I mean, I could hit balls all day. Not Joe Starkey all day, but I can hit balls. I love going to the range. I snuck out to the range yesterday. I love to hit balls. I love to play the game. But as awful as the pandemic was, in more ways than you can even imagine, I don't want to get political at all, but it was awful, as we know. Everyone seemed to like reconnect with this great game, and it's exploding. I mean, it is huge, and I'm so excited for everybody that's involved with the game of golf on every side of it, from the, you know, the equipment side, from the course side, from what anything that you have that has anything to do with golf. I would imagine things are going well. Everyone that I talk to, I'm like, how are things? Oh, things are great. You know, when I talk to, you know, membership, you know, how is membership at your course? Oh, we're good. We're almost to capacity. We have a waiting list right now. Try to get a tee time on a weekend. I mean, I know it falls off a little bit now, but I mean, I think you're crazy to put them away now. I mean, fall golf, and another thing great about fall golf, if you hit one a little wayward, you just enact the leaf rule. No, I could have found that. It's just, you know, the leaf rule. We get to drop one because of the leaf rule, which is shaky as all get out. But we're not quite there yet. But while I have the opportunity, and again, this being our final show, because, you know, here in Western Pennsylvania, it's football season. You know, the high school season kicked off last night. College football kicks off today. The Steelers have a game today. Okay? This is Western Pennsylvania. This is Pittsburgh, folks. I get it. It is football season. But you're crazy if you put the clubs away. But I want to thank the fine folks out at Seven Springs, the Highlands Venture Group. You know, it's Hidden Valley and Seven Springs. That was our first road trip. That was our first venue that we got to do the golf show, Going Low, from a golf course. Then we followed that up with Butler's. And I remember playing there as a kid. My neighbor's grandfather was one of the starters. So we got an extra, you know, they have 27 out there. We got an extra 9 every once in a while, you know. And it was fantastic. Our good friends, you know, Sean out at Old Stonewall, we went out there, and that's just a special place, folks. It truly is. And, you know, fall golf, I suggest Old Stonewall is one of the spots you may want to hit because it is absolutely spectacular. And our great friends, Josh and company at Moon, it's such a fun place. I love standing on a tee and having a jet just kind of, you know, fly by. And I was, you know, feel like you could actually, if you hit one of your best drives with a pretty good arc to it, you feel like you can hit one of those babies flying over. It was great to revisit Chestnut Ridge and Tom's Run. We spent a wonderful day out there. And, you know, John, you know how much we love and respect you at Cedarbrook, home of the Zeiss.com tour. We're treated so well there. I mean, it's almost really embarrassing how well John treats everybody out at Cedarbrook. And that place is just 36 holes of great golf. And as Paul Zeiss says in his beautifully done commercials, country club conditions, public course prices. That's Cedarbrook. And we just love that. So much fun. Hickory Heights, unfortunately, I was otherwise tied up. But the Deep family does a great job at Hickory Heights. And that's close by for us. And Paulie Nuss did the show from out there, his first solo radio show. I feel like a proud papa. He did a great job holding the fort down. And then Jeff Hathorn stepped in out at Slippery Rock. And that's still on my list because I have not yet played Slippery Rock. And I need to get out there, but we appreciate you so much just for having us out there. A lot of folks have reached out and said, hey, how do we get you out there? Well, just give us a phone call. Call the fan and let's get things booked early for next year. Because, you know, it's like booking a golf trip. You need to do it early. And, you know, we still have the Big 30 at East Lake in Atlanta. That comes up next weekend. Only the top 30 players get to play in that. And I know the FedEx Championship isn't, you know, it doesn't get my juices going like any of the majors, but these guys still have something to play for. And a $10 million prize is worth playing for. I mean, I'm going to play hard for 10 mil. I don't think I play hard. If I'm playing you for a buck, I'm playing hard. Are you kidding me? I'm giving you everything I have. And unfortunately, I don't have that much anymore, but I'll give everything I have. I mean, there's no question about that. But just remember the etiquette, folks, when you're out there. Try to keep it moving. The last thing in the world you want to do is hold the group up or hold the whole golf course up. And you don't have to be a great player. You just have to be aware. Always be prepared for that next shot. I know golf balls are getting expensive. Maybe buy some of the cheap ones. So when you hit them into the woods, you just kind of go, yeah, that's gone. I'm going to hit another here. I mean, don't spend all day looking for a ball. I mean, if you're playing in a tournament, that's different. But if you're just out playing your weekly 18, let it go. Don't waste everyone else's time looking for balls too long. Be ready. Play ready golf. Everybody needs to know what their next shot is. Take a couple of clubs with you. Be prepared. Don't be fiddling around with everything, looking for things in your bag. Just be aware that your speed of play has a huge effect on everyone else. Do your same routine. You don't have to, you know, I don't want people to run between their shots. I want you to enjoy your day. And golf's getting a little pricey again. I noticed that the fees have gone up a little bit. So I know you want to get, you know, you feel like I paid my money. I'm going to, okay. Just don't ruin it for everybody else. And pace of play, that determines a lot. And that's why we love the Zeiss.com tour so much, because we get the first tee time of the day and we play in about 2 hours and 45 minutes. And we're not rushing. We're just playing. Joel, thanks so much for your hard work. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Powered by Bowser, poured by Bell's Brewing. We loved our year. We hope to see you next year. And we'd love to come out to your course. So look into that. Think about that. And enjoy some fall golf and enjoy some football as well. I'm Paul Alexander for Going Low. For Paul Nussbaum, I'm Paul the Paulies. Thank that you're the best and have a great rest of your weekend. Take care, everybody.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's Almased.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan.
The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.